Conditioning is another type of learning. And in classical conditioning, that's where a person or animal learns to respond automatically to a stimulus that did not provoke the response. What happens there is children will associate one instance with the response. So, how could anyone at a young age, someone as a baby, be classically conditioned? Apparently, conditioning takes place within hours after birth. Babies only 2 hours old have been classically conditioned to turn their heads and suck if their foreheads are stroked at the same time that they're given a bottle of sweetened water. Furthermore, newborn infants have learned to suck when they hear a buzzer or a tone, and to show that the Batkin reflex, that means the turning of their head and opening their mouth, when their arms are moved, instead of the usual stimulus, which is pressure on the palm of the hand. When babies smile to get loving attention from their parents, that's another example of conditioning called operant conditioning, in which the baby learns to make a certain response in order to produce a particular effect. Operant conditioning, in which the learner influences his or her environment, can be used to learn voluntary behaviors. In one study, two-day-old infants were rewarded with music as long as they sucked on a dry nipple. The babies would keep sucking as long as the music played, but would stop sucking when their sucking turned the music off. Studies like this, which change what babies do by reinforcing certain kinds of behavior, show that newborns can learn by operant conditioning if the conditioning encourages them to perform some kind of behavior that they already know, like sucking or turning their head, rather than something that they wouldn't ordinarily do.